As I in the fields was walking along, I heard a young couple was talking anon. "I do love thee most dearly, fair maiden," said he, "and thou shalt be my true love until I do die. For Cupid has wounded my poor lovesick heart. I must break my mind now before we depart. I will buy thee scarves, and I will buy thee gloves, that is fitting for suitors to give to their loves, and jewels and bracelets that shall be most rare, if thou wilt but be my true love and my dear. I am thy true lover, thou'st be my own dear. I'll ne'er be false to thee, thou needest not fear." "Kind young man, I thank you for your goodwill. Yet poor silly maidens had need try their skill. You promise more in an hour than you do in 7 year. It's hard for to trust any man, I do swear. They be so false-hearted and given to lie, they've caused many a maiden to weep and to cry. It's not your cunning baits nor your nimble tongue, such words as those has done many maids wrong. Therefore, honest young man, you were not for me. A good service is better than a wife for to be. I take great delight for to live a maid's life. There's far greater trouble belongs to a wife. Sweetheart, now thou makest me smile in conceit. Now hear me a word more, I do thee entreat. If thou wilt but love me as I do love thee, and join now in wedlock my wife for to be, there's never a woman in England, I swear, shall have more content than thou shalt have, my dear. Though some be false-hearted and often do swear, oh, do not blame amen for one, my own dear. He is worse than a Jew that has a good wife and loves her not as dear as he loves his own life. And let her want nothing that she doth require, but be loving and faithful unto her desire. Indeed, honest man, I tell you now true, there's many men more, I say, besides you, that has said and sworn as much as you say, and have proved knaves to their wives the first day, that never takes care for one thing or other, their wife and their children may starve altogether. It behoves all maidens that live single lives, how they marry with men for to be their wives. Some will misuse them both sober and drunk, and use them no better than the whore their punk. We see enough every day of those which are wed, how barely they go and how hardly they're fed. Indeed, pretty maiden, thy words are most true, but do not believe it shall be so with you. My state and my purse shall be at thy command. Say what shall be done, and thy word it shall stand. And grant but thy favor my wife for to be, nothing shall be wanting that can pleasure thee. Why then, honest young man, you shall be my dear. I'll venture in marriage without any fear. You shall be my husband, I will be your wife, and live loving together all days of our life. The young man rejoiced the same for to hear, when she had yielded to be both his wife and his dear. Now in the conclusion they appointed a day, and went to the church and were married straightway, with consent of their friends, and to end my ditty, they live loving together in London's fair city, and lovingly and gallantly they do agree, and a pattern to other true lovers may be.